Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
Yes, it's me, Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, and you have stumbled across the Made in Chelsea podcast. Now, I know I'm a pretty charming guy, all right? And people come up to me and go, hey, Jamie, how do you do it? And I tell them, be enthusiastic about meeting people. And most importantly, always be ready to smile. So make sure yours are looking the best with Sensodyne.
Welcome to Winter is Cropping. I'm Ronnie Karam, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Guys, we have another podcast called Watch It Crappens. Go listen to that if you like a bunch of Bravo trash talk.
Yeah.
But today we're here to talk Game of Thrones The Return.
Oh my God, how exciting. The show is finally back, and everyone's buzzing about it, and I'm really excited to jump into all this madness.
Well, you know, marijuana became legal in California the past couple of years, and I'm trying to think of when the last season was on, because I just did a rewatch of the entire show, and I was like, was I stoned the entire last season? Because I didn't remember half the shit that happened. So watching the last season again has just been so great, because I didn't remember stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm fortunate in that I binged the entire series back in September, much like you did, in anticipation of this podcast. So most of the stuff is pretty fresh in my head. And on top of that, on Friday, I had this like really ambitious idea that I was like, you know what I'm going to do for everyone who is like not caught up, who wants to like follow along? I'm going to do like a primer. And I started writing it, and I was like, Ben, just like do like high level, broad strokes, no problem, but I can't help myself. And then like 6 hours later, I have like gone through like every minute detail on like all these people, and I was only halfway done, and I was like, I don't even know why I barked up that tree, but I barked up it, and I'm gonna try to finish it. But
that's an insane everything, tree to bark up. Okay,
it was a huge tree. It was like the sort of tree that Bran, it's like the tree that Bran was living in when he was like turning into a three-eyed raven. It was that big of a tree.
You try to climb that tree and it starts crying blood.
Oh, my God. And there was so much Bran this episode. I don't know.
I love Bran. I love a man who can remain calm in stressful situations, okay?
But he's, like, all showy about it. He's like, yeah, look how calm I am in a stressful situation. He's, like, trying to be, like, the strong, silent type. Shut up, Bran.
He is the three-eyed raven, sir, okay? And apparently that's just how they are.
It's like, oh, so now just because he went to Burning Man once, we're supposed to call him the Three-Eyed Raven? No.
Yeah, totally. That's his Coachella community.
Yeah, that is basically, he's like, oh yeah, did you go to the Raven tent? Yeah, it was amazing. I saw Flume.
Yeah, it was a very emo Brandon episode. And I'm used to my psychics on Bravo, you know, smoking like a vape pen and just saying really bitchy things. So
yeah.
It's weird to have a psychic in kind of like a bowl cut. You know, just kind of sitting there in this pretty fur jacket, just giving everyone shady looks.
Yeah. But I will say before we launch into this that I'm like really excited, because this is the first time that there's been a Game of Thrones episode where I've been current with the rest of the world, you know, because as I said before, I only just recently binged the whole series. And prior to that, I was always like cowering away from Game of Thrones spoilers, because I was perpetually being like, oh, my God, no, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. Don't say it. Don't spoil it. I'm going to watch it. And people were getting so mad because it had been like 7 years of me saying that. And so like to finally have like. Now, like, I don't have to worry about the spoilers necessarily or be that person. It's, like, really a wonderful experience for me.
Well, that's the problem with shows like this. And also, I guess, kind of the blessing. But everyone else hasn't seen them and you're not allowed to spoil stuff, so you feel like you're in a cult. You know, it's like a dinner party. Who watches Game of Thrones? And everybody else goes inside, like you just said, that you're like at the first level of Scientology.
Well, I was the one who always like ruined so many dinner parties because it'd be like people who'd be like, oh my God, did you see Game of Thrones? I was like, you guys, I haven't watched, I'm going to watch the show, so please no spoilers. And they're like, well, how far are you? I'm like, I haven't started yet. They're like, come on, it's like 2017.
Yeah, I think there should be a moratorium on that where you can just say, you know what, sorry, you didn't watch it soon enough. You're spoiled now. The end.
Well, someone, I will say that someone, I had two major spoilers in my years leading up to watching Game of Thrones. One was that when the Red Wedding happened and everyone was like, oh, my God, the Red Wedding, it's the most insane thing that ever happened. So that was when I was first going to be like, you know what? I'm going to watch Game of Thrones because everyone's talking so much. I'm going to watch this. And then I was on the West Hollywood free trolley headed into the headed over to the Abbey. And there was this like little twink on this trolley. And he's like, oh, my God, did you see Game of Thrones? So like his friends, and they're like, no, we haven't seen it yet. He's like, oh my God, there was this thing called the Red Wedding. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to spoil it. And he spoiled the entire Red Wedding on the West Hollywood trolley. And I was so mad.
That's so fun though. That's like such a fun way to get spoiled on the gay trolley to West Hollywood gay bars. There's like a bowl of free condoms by the door. And there's just some twink probably in a crop top. Like, she got stabbed in the stomach, bitch. Yeah. It was crazy.
That's basically what it was. I was like, I'm never riding this free bus again. So
they
mad.
They killed the hottest Stark, bitch.
And then the other time, I was hanging out with my friend Rachel, who's from New Zealand, and she's like, so, did you see that King Joffrey got killed? I was like,
Oh, God, that was glorious to see again.
Yeah, but I was very, like, it was a spoiler out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just what happens, people, okay? Watch your shows.
Keep up
with your stories.
But the good news is that, like, Game of Thrones survives even when you have spoilers. It's still really good.
Yeah, it's still shocking how they do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
exactly.
This one opens with a brand new opening, which I love because it was kind of like a remodeling show. You know how, like, on HGTV, they've already done every kind of remodeling show there is, so now they're like trailers, you know? Or a house the size of a coffee can or whatever. And they remodel them. And this one's like Game of Thrones basements. Because I guess everything's going to have to take place in a basement because, you know, the walkers are above. So we get to see under everybody's house. And I'm so into it.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that because, you know, like when we saw the opening credits, immediately I felt like something was different. Like normally I feel like the sword is like all on fire and like, whoa. And this time it was a very muted. And like it was actually like it had been on one of those home renovation shows where they're like, you know what, we're gonna do a slate look for your living room, you know, and just have some pops of color instead of like burning fire, you know?
Yeah, we're gonna do an open concept throne room.
So what we're thinking about for your catacombs is that we actually just want to open them up and we want to make them like a catacomb, but also a place that you can rent out and also a place when your in-laws come. And it's just like a great space for the family.
Yeah, your dead dad could be your dead dad or a coat rack, you know?
So over here where we have a statue of your long lost aunt, we decided to move her to the side so that we could put in a nice family space.
The crypt is now the mudroom and it is fabulous! They have all the little tiles turning on the floors. I don't know. It's like tile. Well, you see, you first come in through the broken wall, right? Because that motherfucking dragon, that asshole dragon, broke it.
I know.
You know, that's the thing about this show, by the way, that pisses me off. Okay, I can't go too off, but
do it.
It's like the whole thing is about protecting the wall, and it's down in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, who thought of making a wall out of ice anyway? I mean, couldn't they have used like a stronger material?
It's like
I know there's magic, but still.
It's like watching a caveman movie and then suddenly someone has a machine gun. It's like, well, that's not fair. You know, I've invested in this whole movie. You can't just show up with a machine gun.
It's actually very empowering, Ronnie. I mean, have we learned nothing about the Berlin Wall? You know, so many years it divided a city and all it took was a little bit of willpower for it to come down.
Oh, God. Ronald Reagan standing outside the White Wall.
Ronald Reagan is the Night King. Oh, God, we're going to make people mad.
No, Ronald Reagan is calling the Night King. It's like, listen here, Mr. Night King, you better bring down this wall.
So I
the
also
tiles, noticed... I wanted to say the tiles are changing over and over. So we come through the wall and then like the flooring starts to change. And I was like, this is so Property Brothers. It's like Viking Property Brothers. I'm into it.
Yeah, although those tiles made a whole lot of noise. Like, I felt like a half of the opening credits was like... I was like, okay, these tiles have to calm down.
They should. TV makes you think changing your flooring is easy, and it's not.
Okay. Yeah, it's not. But yeah, I guess maybe we're just not going to as many far-flung lands anymore, because in the past, we'd go to, like, we'd do Winterfell, then King's Landing, and then you'd go maybe to, like... I don't know, Slaver's Bay or, you know, Casterly Rock. But this time they're just like, we're just really going to go to, like, Winterfell, King's Landing, and then, like, a place called the Last Hearth and Ross. Wouldn't that be amazing if there's just a Ross that showed up?
Guys, winter's here. Time to get your new winter coats.
It's Burlington Coat Factory. That's where they go.
We also sell other things.
And then you go into the Burlington, then you go downstairs and just see some staffers on break, checking their text messages. We also, by the way, the opening credits did, because it also went into King's Landing, and it went like in King's Landing, and it ended at that at the Iron Throne, which was like the first time, that was like where it all ended.
Yeah, the whole opening was new. It was really, really good. Really well done, guys. Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
You guys
and it was sitting at home wondering, what did Ben and Ronnie think about our new opening? Well, it was great. And I'd like to congratulate the Property Brothers and Ross for his product placement.
I also want to congratulate the lady from Love It or List It, who clearly this has her fingerprints all over it.
She's like, no, let's do it.
Where are you?
I went to drink a big jug of water, okay?
Like, I was like, wait, what happened?
I'm watching Game of Thrones, so now I'm drinking out of my big giant water jug. Like, yeah, I'm a man!
I was so confused. I was about to make a Paige Davis joke, and then suddenly you went silent.
Oh,
which
God,
is probably
don't bring Paige Davis into it, okay?
Trading Westeroses. It's Cersei and Sansa have to, like, redecorate their throne rooms.
Yeah, out of, like, goat guts or something.
And Paige Davis just keeps coming back and forth to annoy them.
Okay, damn it. We're going to do this.
Okay. So now, like, after this opening credits, which, by the way, we should also mention, the opening credits were very great. Well, we said there was a gray tone, which I think is supposed to allude to the fact that winter has arrived, right?
Yeah, winter arrived a long time ago.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's, like, now official because it's in the opening credits.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah. So everything opens up with, like, you see a child, like, running in the snow, and he's, like, running amongst soldiers and trying to get a view of what's going on. And in my mind, I was wondering, like, who is going to be the first character that we see? And I was pretty surprised that the first one we saw was actually Arya. Arya Stark got the first big moment on screen.
Yeah, she had that moment where she's seeing all the characters she knows come through town in a parade that she wasn't asked to walk in.
Yeah,
been
what's up
there,
with that?
Done that.
She could have just faked it. She could have just, like, taken someone's face and been like, guess what? I'm in the parade now.
And Daenerys and Jon are with their troops marching through, and everyone's just, you know, kind of watching. It's kind of a boring parade, but it beats the El Paso Easter Parade, which is what I used to go to.
Yeah, it's certainly better than the Katona fire truck parade on Memorial Day, that's for sure.
Yeah, there was no Viva El Paso truck passing by, but, you know.
I do think that it sorely missed an inflatable Garfield. That would have really brought it all together.
I know, a Snoopy on a house.
I wish, we could have had, like, Al Roker just, like, sitting there in the snow giving commentary with, like, I don't know, Dakota Fanning or something.
Kathy Lee singing some bullshit song on roller skates. Like, who cares? Okay.
clearly singing to track as she enters Winterfell.
So I love that on this show, the boy, even, like, the Varys and Tyrion are talking about balls. You know, that's how this episode starts. They're driving. Well, they're not driving, but they're in that buggy thing. And Tyrion's
riding.
Like, well, at least you won't freeze your balls off.
I was like, that is so rude. And he's like, why do you keep making jokes about that? Like, I'm a eunuch. Like, why do you keep making fun of me? And Tyrion's like, because basically I have balls and you don't, which is so catty. So catty.
Yeah, and Viserys is really losing, or what is wrong with me?
Muriel.
I know, I've made sure to spell out every name, but then I'm second-guessing myself because I'm not used to seeing them spelled out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he's, you know, I'm surprised he wasn't shadier, because that's my favorite Shady Queen on the show. And it's not just because he's my twin.
Yeah. Well, maybe now that Littlefinger is dead, he can't be quite as shady, because he's like shadiest when he plays off of Littlefinger.
Well, this is a huge lesson of modern time Twitter. You know how, like, really pretty people go on Twitter? Like, let's say Ariana Grande goes on Twitter, okay, and everyone's like, "You're ugly, fat, stupid, change your hair." Like, everyone's so mean. That's how I feel like the crowd was when they saw Daenerys for the first time. It's like some hot blonde lady in the best Dillard's fur coat ever. It's like perfectly tailored. Like, she looks amazing. And then the poor people are like, "We don't have dentists, so fuck yeah. you, Taylor Swift." Okay?
They were so rude. Yeah, she was very T-Swift as she came in. You know, like, she was, like, singing along to someone else who was singing. You're like, it's not your moment. I was also very upset that, like, we saw everyone in this parade. I mean, it was a full-on parade. I mean, Grey Worm had a moment, and then the lady who's, like, with Grey Worm got a moment. I'm like, everyone got a moment, but Brienne of Tarth, where was she? She wasn't here the entire episode.
She must have asked for more money. They're pulling, like, some housewives shit on her, where they're like, fine, you can have more money per episode, but you're sitting three out. You know?
Yeah, she's a friend of the Starks now. She's a friend of. By the way, one thing that I forgot about with Lady of Grey Worm, I forgot her name, but I was watching an episode from, like, the last season. And, God, she, you know what she, what, why she would really drive me nuts? Is because it got to the point, though, when any time Daenerys came on screen, she was like, "Daenerys, mother of dragons, daughter of Targon, lover of lavender, eater of macaroni, woman who has dresses, has Tremor three punches on her subway punch card.
Swiffer of floors. Glade of plug-in.
Noah of Jitterbug." It's like, okay, you don't have to give us the entire Wikipedia entry.
Twerker of Twerky. It's like, all right, calm down over there.
Collector of rocks and pebbles and occasionally seashells.
Yeah, Daenerys is pretty full of herself at this point. Like, I know you got dragons, but you're basically driving three nukes around the skies, okay? You need to be nicer to people.
But to be fair also, like, the Winterfell people, they need to take a seat, okay? Because they have been so cranky for much of this show. And I get it. They had been invaded and they had terrible people who, like, ruled them. But how many times do they have to be convinced to rally to a cause? I mean, they're just, like, constantly, like, going back on their plan. They're just sneering at people, at outsiders. Like, you know, you guys are no great shakes, okay? Like, these people are here to save you, and you're going to give Daenerys that stink eye? I don't think so, peasant lady.
Yeah, peasant lady. You know what this town needs? A CrossFit, okay? Everybody needs to get together, work out, and better themselves, and stop being so gel.
Yeah, please.
So we go to Winterfell, and Jon sees Bran for the first time. And you know what, Bran? I get that you're the three-eyed raven now, and you're emotionally disconnected, or whatever the hell's going on with you emotionally, okay, emo? But someone needs to tell him, at least pretend you're happy to see people. Look, I'm happy to see you. Be fake, okay? Just be fake. Just be like, hey, brother, I haven't seen you in years. I'm, like, way homelier now. Like, you're even homelier now. You were way cuter as a kid. Like, it's on you to be nicer to people and make them feel welcome. Everyone comes up to him and hugs him, and he's like, whatever, I'm the three-eyed raven now.
Yeah, he's like, just because you have, like, clairvoyant powers does not mean that you have to be devoid of personality, because Jon Snow comes over. He hasn't seen this guy in forever. He's so happy. Jon Snow is having the best episode. He's just, like, just so happy to see everyone. He gets amazing news at the end. It's just, like, a great hour for him, okay? He comes up. He sees Bran, who's sitting there in his, like, wheelchair-esque thing. He comes up. He goes, look at you. You're a man. And Bran goes, almost. Shut up, Bran. How about you say hi? How about you say, oh, thanks, that was really nice of you, you know? Or, hey, you look great. Oh, I'm so glad you're alive. How about, I'm so glad you're alive.
Yeah, how about not giving your brother another reason to cry? Because that bitch cries 20 times an episode. And I don't need to see Jon Snow, like, do his shaky face, squinty cry thing right now, okay?
Yeah. Also, Bran, as long as you're, like, not being personable, why don't you just be like, oh, now that you're here, let me tell you something. You're actually the son of that Rhaegon Targaryen, and you're actually the true heir. So, welcome back. How about just do it now?
Yeah, get it out of the way. He's like, well, he won't trust me as much as he trusts you, Sam. I'm like, yeah, because you're acting like a little bitch, you know?
Yeah, go back to playing Overwatch.
Go back to Fortnite with your friends, loser.
Yeah. Yeah.
So John's looking around. He's heard that Arya's back, so he's looking around. And Sansa's like, she's lurking somewhere. Sansa, you too, by the way, young lady. Like, what are you so miserable about? A woman who's happy enough to craft that dress for herself should have a bigger smile on her face. If I could craft like that, I would be the smiliest bitch in town.
Sansa's really turned into a monster in her own way. I mean, like, Sansa, let's not forget that, like, half of the issues that people have dealt with are because you told your dad, like, oh, no, please, I want to marry Joffrey. I want to be queen. Please sign the confession. And now look where we are, okay? So just, like, how about you don't shade your sister, okay? How about you just say, welcome back, here's some grog and, like, a piece of veal.
Especially, you and your sister should be totally bonded now. You just murdered somebody together in public. I mean, that has to be the most freeing shit ever.
You know what? Sansa basically did the thing that we see all the time on The Real Housewives, which is that basically she and Arya are like, we're cool. We're great. Everything is good. We're just moving forward. And then the very next scene, she's like, you know what? Fuck Arya. It's like, wait, well.
Yeah. She's that girl in school that you just assume is going to be nice because she makes her own dresses, but she's really a bitch. And you're like, why is that girl a bitch? She makes her own dresses.
Yeah, because she's like got the lead in like the production of Oklahoma that's happening in your junior year. So you think like, well, surely she'll be nice because she knows what it's like to be made fun of. And, you know, all us made fun of kids are in drama club now and we're all going to be like happy family. But then she's like a bitch and you're like, but I thought we were cool.
Yeah. So then John introduces her to Daenerys, and Daenerys is, like, making an effort, you know?
She's
like,
trying.
Yeah, she's trying. I mean, for Daenerys, considering usually she's like, you either bend your knee or I will kill goats, eat babies, and set your village on fire. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this was pretty nice. She's like, you're so pretty.
Yeah, she's basically like, wow, the North is as beautiful as promised, as are you. And Sansa's like, she's a liar. This place is disgusting. I know she's lying.
She's like, enjoy the slime and guts-covered walls. Winterfell is yours, your grace.
Have you talked with Bran? He's great. He's really into Led Zeppelin now. Thinks he's so original about it.
And then Bran, like the least energetic narrator I've ever seen in my life, is like, hello. The Night King has your dragon. He's one of theirs now. The wall has fallen. The dead march south. All right. Is there dinner? Or...
Who's looking after Bran now, by the way? Because as far as I can tell, they just put him in that courtyard at the beginning of the episode, and he just stays there the entire time. And yet every time someone walks into the courtyard, they're always surprised to see him. Like, oh, look, that's Bran.
He's got the same assistant guy as Bolton, the dead Bolton kid. What was his name? You know, the one that got eaten by the dogs.
Ramsay
Bolton. That sick
fuck.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, that his assistant that was, like, ever abused is now helping Bran because they took over Winterfell. And, you know, that's just so how this show is. It's like, you know, you're abused by one guy and then you get stuck with Bran. It's like,
yeah.
Do I ever move up in the world? Is there a human resources at Winterfell? Like, what the fuck?
I want to know what happened to Mira because she finally had the best situation, which is that she just got rid of him. She just was like, you know what? I'm just taking my chances in the forest.
Oh, those tree people, by the way. We'll get to them another time.
So now we have like some sort of like council meeting, you know, that they're in that like dreary ass hall that they have when they have to discuss matters of Winterfell. And there's like a little boy who's like, we need horses and wagons to fought the Night King. You know?
Yeah, it's a little child lord. She's like, listen here, 5-year old. When can we expect your people? He's like, we need things. She's like, ugh. She's like, I already went shopping.
And you know that Daenerys is like, well, actually, I've got horses and wagons, but she's like, I don't want to overstep my bounds because I'm just like trying to get in with Sansa.
Oh, and then my personal queen, and I cannot believe we didn't bring her up in the preview
totally
episode.
Left her out.
I cannot believe it because she's my favorite, but I hadn't watched the later seasons yet in my rewatch. Lady Mormont. She's like, you're great.
Rihanna. Yeah, she's like, she is really petulant. And like, and by the way, not only is she petulant, there doesn't seem to be any indication that she's even happy to see Jorah Mormont, who's there, by the way. So she's like,
on the house, your grace.
Yeah, I know that's true, but like, you, I don't know. I feel like the younger generation on Game of Thrones, they just really have an attitude, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, how do some things bring shame on your house, but not other things? Like rape and murder is fine, you know?
Yeah. But, like, trying to – I don't remember what Jorah tried to. He tried to poison someone, or he was like he was told to do something.
Well, he was a slave trader. I guess that was
He was a slaver. I never really found his backstory to be terribly compelling. He was a mercenary.
Like, yeah, yeah, slavers.
Mercenary slave. I thought I don't know. But either way, like Lyanna, her name is Lyanna, right? Lyanna Mormont. She's like really in a snit about the fact that someone calls Jon Snow Your Grace. He's like, Your Grace! Your Grace! But you're not, are you? Are you not?
You left Winterfell a king and came back a, not even sure what you are now. A lord! Nothing! You're nothing!
Nothing at all.
Jeez, congratulations on your 50 horses or whatever the fuck you have, little girl. Okay?
Yeah.
But you need to calm your ass down. Now, that said, she's my favorite, and I hope she wins the throne.
Yeah, no, I really felt so terrible that we left her out of our little character preview because she really deserves the spotlight.
Yeah. And John's like, it's not important what my title is. She's like, oh, really? Then why'd we vote on it?
And there's like a lot of when I was in to bring it back to drama club. But when I was in like the seventh grade play, our like drama teacher, I was always like, you know, an extra. I always had one line and then would just be walking around the background, like pretending to like, you know, like shine, like tie my shoe, you know, and do things like that. And so anytime something happened and we're background players, in order to be like, oh, we're upset about something, we'd always have to go, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. So that's what was happening in the scene last night. Oh, rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Watermelon porcupine. So John's like, and then I wrote, a John speech. Okay, listen, guys. Love John. Love his hair. Hate that he's always about to cry. Hate that he still can't grow a real beard. Also, I hate John's speeches. I'm sick of John's speeches, okay? John should not have to give you a speech every 5 minutes, okay? Get control of your lives, you guys. Get a job. Get a hobby. Stop making John give speeches. He's like, it was the honor of my life. When you gave me the honor of being the king, I had the choice of keep my crown or protect the North. And I chose to protect the North. Green Deal. Flat
rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
He's like, we need to regulate bird scooters.
Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. Also, by the way, he came back with like two dragons that are friends with like Winterfell. Like, I think that's pretty cool. I think that like, I think we should be happy with that.
I have questions about these dragons. How do you steer them? How do you tell them where they're going in the first place? How do they know, just like, how do you keep them from eating all the people on the ground? It's not like you can just tell them. I don't know. We'll get to those.
They do
later.
Their own thing. I mean, you know, it's like what Sansa's like, I mean, how do you even feed a dragon? Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Am I right? And Daenerys is like, they eat whatever they want, bitch.
Yeah, because they get real bitchy with each other. Because Tyrion's like, yes, we must fight together now or die. Everyone, let's listen to Jon's speech. Like, boo, dwarf! He's like, should I make a bowls joke? I've got plenty of them.
He's like, now, I know that you don't really like me, but, you know, John's a great guy, and I think we should support him. And also, the Lannisters are coming. So anyway, great day.
And Sansa is so bitchy. It's just like my mom's biggest complaint. Like, when she's like, does anybody need anything from the store? And we're like, Mom! Yeah, nothing. I don't want anything. And then we're like, where's my cereal? It's like, I just asked you what you wanted from the store. Because she's like, may I ask how we are meant to feed the largest army? I already went to the store. What do dragons even eat? Like, she's all bitchy about the dragons, and Daenerys just looks at her like, whatever they want, bitch, okay? I've been nice to you. This is the nicest I've been to anybody in my entire life, okay? Don't shade me.
She's like, in case you haven't noticed, I've been walking around with this giant-ass army for about 7 years, and last time I checked, actually none of them eat anything, so don't worry about it.
That's true, too.
They never do.
Yeah. And that's why they're hot. Okay? That's your lesson, everybody.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
What started as a trip to Cineworld turned out to be the journey of a lifetime. This year, you can watch Avengers Endgame, Rocketman, Men in Black International, Aladdin, and The Lion King. Over and over again, for one monthly price. Discover a world of unlimited possibilities with unlimited cinema for £17.90 a month. Feel more at Cineworld. Terms apply.
Yes, it's me, Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, and you have stumbled across the Made in Chelsea podcast. Now, I know I'm a pretty charming guy, all right? And people come up to me and go, hey, Jamie, how do you do it? And I tell them, be enthusiastic about meeting people. And most importantly, always be ready to smile. So make sure yours are looking the best with Sensodyne.
So we see Gandry. That's his name, Gandry, right? Gandry, he's like, you know, he's making stuff with dragon glass. And then we see Tyrion. He walks over to Sansa and he's like, well, the last time we spoke was at Joffrey's wedding. Miserable affair. And she goes, it had its moments. Everyone is basically like an old theater queen on this show. That's what this has turned into.
And I'm totally here for it.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. I feel like I'm in Palm Springs.
She's like, sorry for leaving so fast, leaving you to be murdered by your father. He's like, yeah, well, you know, we all do what we got to do. She's like, yep, we survived. I got a hot oil treatment, my hair's got an adorable cut, and I was given enough fabric to make this beautiful dress.
Yeah, exactly. And so they just have a conversation where he's basically like, oh, people didn't think you would survive. And she's like, oh, da, 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 da. And then she's, you know, she's like, oh, you think your sister says she's going to send an army? Yeah, stupid, whatever. So they're talking. And then for me, what was significant is that they have this whole little conversation, and at the end, they like look out over the edge, and Bran is just down there in the courtyard staring at them. Like, stop it, Bran.
Yeah, stop cruising, Bran. Okay, the dead people are coming.
How awkward.
So then, Jon and the Bloody Eyed Tree. I wrote, Jon and the Bloody Eyed Tree. The eyes are bleeding. Yeah, Ronnie. Like, that's kind of how it works. So Arya and Jon have this family. You know what? How did this family ever have fun? I know that everybody has gone through a lot. I know that this family's gone through a lot of shit on this show, but everybody's gone through a lot of shit on this show, okay? Find some joy in life. Everybody talks to each other in this family's like, hello, stupid. Hello, ugly. Ha ha, just kidding. You've got two ha ha's from me. Let us hug gently.
Well, it's kind of funny because Arya finds Jon at the tree, and then she's like gruff at first, but then they hug, and then it was so sweet because she was like really smiling, and I feel like she hasn't smiled in about 5 seasons, so that was really nice. But then what I loved was this totally passive aggressive moment that was supposed to be endearing, where Jon's like, oh, needle, you still have that thing? She's like, yeah, I still have it. He's like, you ever used it once or twice? And she likes showing it. She's like, look, it's needle. He's like, oh, cool. Look at this. Valyrian steel. Jealous. I'm like, shut up, John. Let her have her moment with needle.
He's like, where were you before? I could have used your help with Sansa. Cry eyes, cry eyes. Oh, she's torturing me, eyes. She thinks she's smarter than everyone. I like that this devolves into just sibling fights, like the end of last season. They're like, you're a mean sister. You were always thinking you were prettier than everyone else. Blah! All right, let's kill someone together. Let's do it. And then they're back to like hating each other at breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. And Arya's like, she's the smartest person I ever met. Just kidding. She's an idiot. I hate her.
But isn't her hair soft? Hot oil. And Jon's like, you're defending her now? Come on. She's like, I'm defending our family. And so is she. And he's like, I'm a family too. And don't you ever forget it. Warm hugs.
Warm hugs.
Warm hugs. So, their furs are fierce on this show, by the way. Everyone has such a beautiful fur. And I know we're not supposed to wear furs anymore and stuff, but God, I admire them when I see them. I'm like, that was a hot bear or whatever died for that.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Winterfell furs, you know, because winter has arrived.
You know, it's like someone like takes the bear, it's like, don't bite me, sir. I'm putting you through a conditioning treatment.
Isn't it odd that none of the houses have a bear as their sigil? I feel like there should be one bear. I mean, the Tyrells were like a fucking rose. Okay, can't someone be a bear? It feels like a bear. It feels like the Baratheon should be a bear. Maybe because their name is Baratheon.
I would have
like
a peanut M&M.
I just think that there should be a bear, especially because there was a prominent bear in the show at one point.
I mean, the prominent bears started off this show. It was Robert, that's a bear, and then it was Ned. I mean, that's a big old bear, roar.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay, so then Cersei is with her hand, Q. I just call him Q.
Yeah.
She's with her hand, and he's like, I'm afraid I bring terrible news, miss. The dead have broken through the wall. It's like, ha-ha, LOL.
Yeah, she's like, good. She's like that person where you're like, oh my God, did you hear that restaurant, that beloved restaurant that's been around for 35 years? It's closing down because they raised the rents on them. And she's like, good. Didn't like them anyway.
Cersei is terrible. I love her. I hope she wins.
So while she's doing that, while she's like happy to hear that the wall has collapsed, we then go to the one of the Greyjoy's boats, the Iron Fleet, where Euron, not to be confused with Euron. So he's got Yara tied up, although again I like to call her Jess because she reminds me of someone that I feel like I went to college with. And so Jess is like tied up and he's just like in her face with like nasty sardine breath, just being annoying. I'm like, I just hate that this guy shows up late in the show and then is like has such a annoying pivotal role
and is terrible. Like, we've got enough people that we love to see get killed this season. I don't need this cartoon, you know, get rid of him. He's terrible.
Yeah, he's not interesting enough.
Yeah, I don't like him. And so he's like, well, we're family. We're the only one to talk to. Want to talk about my nuts? Oh, yeah. I'm going to fuck that queen. I'm going to stick my wick in the queen. Yeah, I'm disgusting. Like, all right, Euron. Quiet down over there. And she's like, oh, you're fighting for Cersei? You've chosen the wrong side. Do I have one brother with a brain?
She's also like a little jealous because when he's like, I just want to fuck the queen, she's like, well, I kind of do too.
Yeah, she's like, who doesn't?
Yeah. So speaking of which, we then go to Cersei in the throne room, and she's now on the Iron Throne, and she's questioning Euron and Captain Strickland from the Golden Company. And she's like, how many ships did we lose? And they're like, well, I think we lost about 3 or 4, but they were pitiful. She's like, what about the elephants? Well, we lost the elephants. What about the elephants?
I really wanted my elephants. So then Euron is basically like, we're fucking, right? Because I brought all these boats and you're fucking me now. She's like, after the war. And he's like, war lasts forever. And she's like, if you want the whole, buy one. If you want a queen, no.
He's like, please. She's like, fine.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? Let's fuck. Come on. I'm bored. Like, who am I kidding? Like, my brother's gone. The mountain is useless. Come on.
It's either like you or my crazy hand. So, as in the hand, not her hand. Not her hand.
I know. Q's like all horrified. He's like, shall I take a bath, ma'am? She's like, no, Q.
No, not again. So speaking of sexy times, we then see Bronn, and he is just hanging out with some prostitutes, like these chatty prostitutes who are like, did you hear the dragons? Someone got their face burned off because of the dragons. The dragons.
How do you blink without
eyelids?
Also,
by the way, the least sexy talk.
What?
I said also the least sexy talk you ever want to hear before you're having sex.
I know. That's the problem with foursomes. You know, you get three hookers and then they're just talking to each other. You need one, okay? You need one who will focus.
One who's got, like, strong determination.
So Qyburn, Q. Just Q. Q the hand comes in. Q. He's like, Bronn of Blackwater! The queen ordered me to talk to you. And the hooker's leaving and she's like, let me know if you ever learn the key. I prefer older gentlemen. And as she leaves, he goes, poor girl, the pox will take her within the year.
And Bronn's like, oh, dodged a bullet on that one.
It's like the best kind of psychic ever. Oh, look at that businessman. He'll have a cold in 2 weeks.
So basically, Q has shown up with basically a crossbow, and he tells Bronn, the queen wants you to kill her brothers because she hates them, and if you do that, you're gonna have a huge amount of money. So you know,
yeah,
you
and that's
do that.
That huge special one that
the Joffrey
Tyrion
one.
Used. Yeah, the Joffrey one. The Joffrey murdered that poor hooker with.
Yeah.
And Bronn's just like, this fucking family. I mean, seriously? My God.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see how that works out. I feel like it's... I don't... I feel like it's going to have like a big, there'll be a big moral thing, and then they'll join forces and come back for Cersei together.
Yeah, Cersei will die with that thing. They're not going to kill their sweet Jaime. No one's killed Jaime. Come on.
No, he already lost a hand.
And he flosses. I feel like Jaime for sure flosses.
Yeah, yeah. I like that every season Jaime looks more and more like he should be in a video game, you know?
Yeah. Like, and I like that he ages more than anybody else. Like today, he's salt and pepper. He's like, well, you know, I've gone a couple of miles, and now I'm salt and pepper. Let us make some snarky comments about it.
There was like on a nearby hillside, Brienne was just watching, looking like she's about to cry. It's salt and pepper now. I'm so proud.
I love her pout.
It's so good. It's so good.
So Cersei basically ends up banging Euron, and of course, he's disgusting. You know, he's like, How was it? How was the dick? How was the dick of the sea? Won't take another ride, lady. It's like, oh,
yeah. Dude. She's still like, even after sex, she's like, I wanted those elephants. I'm not going to be happy. I'll be honest. I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking about elephants the entire time. Just wanted a big old elephant just to walk around. Just want to walk around the city in an elephant just for fun.
What's the point of being a queen if you can't get elephants?
So so he's just being really annoying. His pillow talk is horrific, and she's like, you might be the most arrogant man I've ever met. I like that. Yeah. Get out.
That's hot. Can't wait to kill you. And then he feels her stomach, and he's like, I'm gonna put a prince in your belly. And she's like, ew. But then as he leaves, she's like, oh, my belly. And then she's does that thing that Cersei does where she holds her gigantic glass of wine. I love that she has like the equivalent of those gigantic margarita glasses that we have now in current times. But she's always drinking like a fishbowl of wine. And she does that thing where she just rolls it around while she looks into the fire. She's like, roll wine.
Yeah, she casually has a very severe drinking problem that has really not been addressed after all these seasons.
Well, when you've got it that bad and you're that used to drinking huge glasses of wine, please don't quit drinking right now, okay? Quit drinking after the war, okay? Because you're going to be way harsher coming down from all of that.
Yeah, exactly. So then we go on to one of the boats of the Iron Fleet, and we just see people getting killed. They're just, like, dropping like flies, so we don't really know what's happening. And then we see Jess. See, now I actually... I'm literally calling her Jess. I'm not Yara. This is going to be a problem for me. But Yara is tied up, and she is just like sitting there, and she hears things like, she hears the sound of bodies falling and dying. And then like one like dies, like falls into the room and dies. And she's like, and who comes in? But none other than Theon, of all people, her brother.
Yeah, apparently to get over PTSD and severe trauma, you just have to beat the shit out of somebody and then you're fine. Now he's fine, but he keeps crying. He's got the Jon Snow thing of, like, needing to cry in every scene. But he saves her, and she's like, he did it. But then she headbutts him.
Yeah, which is, like, classic Jess. Of course, Jess is like, oh, what? Watch, I can chug this beer, too. And it's like, Jess, I'm not even trying to prove this with you right now. I just want to get out of here.
It's like it's like the very last roll in bowling. She's like, this is the first time you're ever going to beat me. Whoops, got a strike. You didn't think I was going to let you in, did you?
She's like the type of person who's like, you want to play pool? It's like, no, I'm not really in the mood right now, Jess. Come on. You're like, fine. And then you start playing with her and she's like, okay, 7 in the far pocket. I'm going to call. I'm like, Jess, you're already making, I don't even want to play this. And you're making it even more annoying. And now you actually did it. And now I'm just ruining it for me, Jess.
So she's like, let's go back home. which, who says that? I can't believe Yara said that. Like, why do you want to go back out? She's like, everyone's dead. He's gone. Let's just retake it and chill for a while. And he's like, I want to know, as you come back, queen. She's like, oh, Jesus Christ, you crying again? Just go fight with the Starks. Jeez. Let's be quiet already.
She's like, what is dead may never die. He's like, you know what? Can you explain that to me? We've been saying that a lot. And I just don't. It's like, it means just go. Just go to Winterfell.
But kill the bastards anyway. I was like, you go, Jess. So then Varys, Davos, and Tyrion are walking around, and Davos is like, listen, you have to earn their loyalty. So what if there's a proposal? What if you've got one hot brother and one hot sister, and they were banging, and Tyrion's like, hi, I've tried that.
Yeah. I'm like a little not into this whole have to win over the trust of the North, because I always felt like the North was supposed to be like, morally sound, and that they, when they recognize good causes when they come around. And like, more importantly, I feel like we had the whole you have to win them over storyline about a million times with Daenerys when she was wandering around on the other continent. So it's like the thought of having to like have yet another you must win over their loyalty is just like not what I'm in the mood for right now.
I know they're spreading around Russian bots. They're commenting on trees. So they want to get the young hot ones married because they figured that'll work, you know. Like, and then Varys is like, oh, poor, they'll never listen to old people. We remind them of an unpleasant truth, that nothing lasts forever except my fucking fabulousness. Can you believe this robe? Can you?
Apparently this robe lasts forever because I've been wearing it for 10 years.
I have been a member of every house in Westeros, and I have always looked fucking fabulous in this robe.
I'll tell you one thing that lasts forever. Castration. Get it?
Tyrion's like, hey, that was my line. So Daenerys and Jon are hanging out with the drags.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how it is. Oh, no, they're just hanging out. They're not with the dragons yet.
Yeah.
And Daenerys is like, your sister doesn't like me. I shall turn her into a s'more.
Yeah. Just, she doesn't need to be my friend, but I am her queen. And if she can't respect me, then... And then before she can, like, finish her sentence, there's tragic news, which is the dragons aren't eating very much, and they don't like the North. So they
so
go
funny
to see
how they say it. Because the guy comes in, he's like, 8 goats, 9 squirrels, 13 elephants. She's like, and I'm like, oh my God, these dragons are terrorizing another community, you know? And, yeah. And he's like, what does that mean? She's like, they're still hungry. I was like, jeez.
Yeah. And by the way, point of reference, they don't get fed the rest of the episode. It's not like this gets solved. So just know they're still hungry. So, So Jon and Daenerys go to visit the dragons, who, by the way, seem like they're in totally great spirits. They're like, you know, they're not like sad or listless. They're like, it's fine. We're on a diet. It's cool.
Yeah, they're so still they at go, dinner with each other. They're like, that was good, right? They're like picking over the bones.
Yeah, they're like, you know, I loved the first course. I think the chef missed the mark on the second goat, but the third goat was wonderful.
I mean, foams. Aren't we done with that yet?
Wait. I just want to take a picture of this goat carcass before you eat it. Oh, thanks.
It's on their Instagram.
It's just a beautifully arranged goat. So they would have a food Instagram. Mm. Really well lit. And they have like a surprisingly large amount of followers. You're like, ugh.
They're verified. Dragon. You're like, how do these like, fuckers get verified?
Wait, they have their own cookbook? What? How did they get 78,000 followers? They're pictures of goats?
So, yeah, she needs to drop this, like, I'm the queen. Like, we know. Okay, give people a little time. So they talk about, there's one dragon that really likes Jon. And so John's like, hello, dragon. She's like, go ahead, give him a ride. And I was like, they are not going to do a How to Ride My Dragon together right now. And they do. Yeah. And guess what? Guess who loves how to Train Your Dragon? Me. I loved that movie. I cried like 3 times. Loved it. Great film.
I never saw it, but if it was anything like this scene, sign me up. Because I thought this was just enchanting. First of all, you had some classic screwball comedy of John trying to get on the dragon and being like, whoa, how do I hold on? I don't know. No one's ever told me how to ride a dragon. Just hold on to whatever you can. All this sort of like, you know, like a patter that was like very reminiscent of like Hepburn and Tracy, but with dragons.
But with dragons, yeah. It was hot. You know, it's always hot until someone dies on a dragon. And then, you know, like some group's going to come in and force like seatbelts on dragons and they're going to start regulating it. You know, like the wind is too much. You need to wear a helmet on a dragon. It's like everyone's going to ruin dragons.
Unsafe at any speed. So it's like Ralph Nader has like a dragon manifesto. So so they like arrive at a waterfall and then they like get off and John's like, it's cold out here for a southern girl. And she's like, so keep your queen warm, which is like, sexy-ish, and then they're like going to make out.
People become couples. I hate it.
I hate it in real life, and I hate it on TV, because I love Daenerys, and I like Jon. I just hate couples that they're all just staring at each other the whole time, making little couple jokes, never inviting you anywhere anymore. Fuck off, couple.
I actually like them together, but what I think is weirder is that when they start to make out, the dragons are just like, yeah. And Jon Snow's like, should we, these are sort of like your children. Should we, like, not do this in front of them? She's like, no, it's cool. Like, we're a very open family.
No,
and so then
one of them super mad at him. He's like, yeah. I'm going to kill
you. Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, I was reading
hates,
like
one
like,
of them's
yeah,
jealous
this is hot.
Because John's kissing her and he gets jealous.
Oh, yeah, definitely gave like a long stare, but you're right. It probably is like jealousy. Because then I thought later on it was like, oh, it recognizes that this is like a fellow Targaryen and like a friend of the dragons. So I thought he was being like, yes, I bow down to you. Please have sex with my mother.
Well, I guess it's like the crying tree. You really don't know what the fuck it's thinking. You know,
you just can read into it. You're probably right. There probably is some dragon jealousy going
on
there.
Like,
oh, because he's also probably mad.
She's like, don't worry. And he keeps making out with him. But then he looks at him again, terrified. The dragon's like.
It's like, yeah, you know, it's. I think like the generally the proper etiquette is if you are going to have sex, like, just don't do it in front of the dragons.
True, yeah. Just be like, get down, go to the living room. You know, everyone has to train their dragon the same way, you know?
You look, put Finding Nemo on in the living room, close the door. Be like, hey, go watch that.
Put Bobby Flay on. So Gendry mines Obsidian. Gendry. So the hound's like, Gendry, you know who makes weapons for the wildling? Pipples and cocksuckers, which are you? Oh, jeez.
Shut up, hound. You know, last time I checked, you're the reason why one of these dragons is dead, which is probably the real reason why that other dragon is angry. That other dragon's like, we came to save your ass and my brother got killed.
Yeah, hound. The fucking hound,
yeah,
man.
Stop complaining. Be like, thank you. Thank you for making me a weapon that you did free of charge for me, even though I barely even deserve to be alive right now.
Yeah. Bangs. So then Arya comes in, and he's like, she's like, leave him be. And she's talking like the girl with no face from her schooling. And I hated that bitch. And I don't like that Arya's acting just like her now. I did not like that girl with the stick. Okay? Don't become the girl with the stick.
Oh, the girl with the stick was so annoying. Gosh.
Yeah, keep her skills.
She's like
lose
a bank
her
teller from hell
attitude. Yeah, she was. She was. She's like, well, she have to have a certain amount in your account, or you can't make another withdrawal, sir. Would you like me to call the manager, sir?
She was that type. She's the type to be like, I'll be right back. Like, no. And then she's like gone. And you're just like standing at her empty window for like an hour. She's like, I'm back now. What were you doing? I had a break. Ugh.
I know, and you smell the fresh gum through the bullet glass, where the bulletproof
she's
glass.
Awful. Yeah. So Arya's like, hi. And so the hound's like, you left me to die. And she's like, but I rubbed you first. I was like, you know, what is wrong with it? It's sort of what you were saying before. Why can't anyone just say, oh, hey,
yeah,
how are you?
God, hey, how are you?
How are you? Oh, so good to see you. What have you been up to? I thought you were dead. You're alive. That's great. That's great. So, like, what's new?
But this version is, you're cold little bitch, aren't you? That's why you're still alive. And then he gives her, like, a little smile. And I was like, oh, that was like a hug on this show, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was basically a hug. And then there was, like, a moment, like, where Arya and Gendry or Gandry, whatever his name is. I always forget his name. I never really commit much of him to memory because I actually
Gendry.
Okay. Yeah. So they're like talking and I was like, I hope that they're not supposed to be a couple because they have zero chemistry. I'm sorry. They don't. They don't have it.
Well,
how can you have
chemistry with a person of many faces? Oh my God. It's like, hey, what
Trust
are you doing
issues.
Tuesday? The girl is doing nothing. Okay, well, what's your number?
What
the girl
doing?
Has no number. Well, what's your favorite food? The girl has no favorite food. It's like, Jesus, can you make this a little easier on me, lady?
A girl is washing her hair that night.
Yeah, they're going to bone. Pretty much.
I'm not feeling it.
So she gives him the design for her new weapon, and he's like, why would you need this? You already have your sword. It's like, because there's dead people coming, Gendry. How many times do we have to tell you this? You saw them yourself, sir. Okay.
Yeah. If, if you are busy making weapons day and night and someone says, hey, can you make another weapon? Like, don't be like, wait, why do we need this weapon? Just make a weapon. Just do it.
He's already got molds and stuff for the obsidian for, like, the arrows. Why does he have to spend an extra three? Because, you know, that's like a three-day project. It's not just some easy weapon. He's got to make a new mold for it.
Well, this is Jon Snow's fault because Arya loved Needle. And then Jon Snow's like, oh, Needle's cool. That's so cute, Needle. What a great starter sword. Here's my Valyrian steel sword. Okay. And so now she's like, fuck. She needs to, like, upgrade Needle.
Yeah. So Sansa is reading a scroll like she does. She's like so bitchily reading a scroll. Bitchy scroll reading.
Oh my god. And then she probably is like, I was reading a scroll today. Like, okay, Sansa, we get it. You read scrolls.
So Jon comes in and she's like, well, guess what? We lost a little boy. Thanks a lot. Jon! The reason we lost him is because he didn't stand for the North. He stood for Jon Snow. And you never told me you were going to abandon your crown. Thanks a lot, Jon. I haven't changed my dress in 5 days.
Could someone get Sansa, like, some like, porridge or something like that? I just think she's hangry at this point. I think she's just like, we need to fix this mood she's been in.
Yeah, she needs some essential oils. She needs, like, some fish oil pills.
She needs to, like, go to, like, on a spa trip. You know, just get out of here for a little bit. You know, now that John's there, she doesn't have to, like, have all the weight of the world on her. She can just go on a little trip, have a girl's trip with, like, Arya. And, like, well, you know, that's one of the other problems. She doesn't really have any friends, you know. So that's why she's probably so bitter.
Yeah, you got to have a friend, girl. Take a spin class or something. You'll meet people. So,
Well, maybe she could take Daenerys. Work on that relationship.
Yeah, right. They'll kill each other. So John's like, well, I brought an army and two dragons. Do not make me make cry face. She's like, oh, thanks a lot, the Targaryen queen. He's like, titles don't matter.
Yeah.
Is this where I give a speech? I will give a speech. I would like to say that I never thought I'd be here in this room talking to you. But then I met a woman. A woman who is stronger than any woman. It's like, oh, okay, John, just get to the point, please.
Sansa thinks that she's, like, really busted him. She's like, did you bend the knee to save the North or because you love her? It's like, wow. Way to figure that one out, Sansa. They've only been, like, in each other's faces the entire time in the middle of the courtyard with Bram staring at them with his little, like, Bram boner. Like, what? Congratulations.
They were flying right over your head on twin dragons making, like, heart shapes out of the clouds. Okay?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, wow, you really caught him off guard with that one.
But she does know her dumb brother because that is what he did. Okay? So then Jorah and Daenerys are walking through a library, and Sam has the cutest quilted jacket. I just love Sam.
Yeah, I love his jacket.
Yeah, I love that guy. I love Sam.
Yeah. Sam is great. He also, speaking of which, you know, I think he got rid of his bangs. Speaking of bangs, right?
Yeah,
I was like, why does Sam look
a little
different?
Haircut. I think he lost, like, maybe a little weight. Like, he looks good.
Yeah. He's like, good, you know Sam. What? He's like, I've gone through hell. And I am going to liberate my bangs, and I'm going to show the world my forehead because I've been through so much.
It's like, do you know how much I learned in the Citadel? Let me tell you. Exfoliation.
So, have you ever heard of a faux hawk? I learned about that at the Citadel. So,
oh God, if you had a faux hawk.
So things are like. Seemed to be pretty good at first, and Daenerys is like, so I hear that you're the one who fixed the grayscale, and you were the one who could do that, and you're the only one who can do that, and it's like, oh, it's not that he's the only one, but it's the only one who would want to, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, but I could use a pardon, you lady. I stole some books from the library.
And they're, like, giggling, like, how quaint. How quaint is this man? Surely we can never do anything to upset him.
It's like, look at him and his books. And he's like, also a sword from my family. It's been in the House Tarly for generations. House Tarly, my dad's not very nice to me, but he'll come around one day. And my brother's so fun to play with. I love my father and my brother. I wish my father was here right now instead of this silly chair so I could sit on my father's lap instead of this chair. It's like, oh, no.
The one thing that keeps me happy is knowing that they're both alive right now, alive and well and walking around and doing things and surely finding love for me.
Oh, poor guy. Nobody told him. I know that it's been a long time before seasons, but damn, it seems like it's been forever. And just nobody tells Sam.
I know. So Daenerys is like, well, I offered to save your father, but he refused to bend the knee. And he's like, oh, okay, well, And he starts to like cry and he's like mad. But then it's like, you can see he's like, well, at least my brother is still alive, right? My very, very handsome, tall brother. No, he's dead. Okay. Just going to take some deep breaths. Gilly. Okay, Gilly is good. Okay, I'm going outside.
Yeah, and she's just like totally feeling free. You know, she's like, yes, killed him too. Is there anyone else there? Shall I kill them? What about your mother? What does she look like? Is she a good death? But geez, lady, lighten up.
So Sam goes outside and he looks angry, which, by the way, confused me because I thought the whole thing was that he has an asshole dad who wanted to kill Sam, a dopey brother. I don't think it's even his real brother. Isn't it like a brother-in-law or something like that? So like, these are people who don't give a fuck about him. They never have. And he always knew that. And he was always resentful. But now he's like still crying, which I guess makes sense because it still is your family. But I sort of thought he'd be like maybe happy about the situation.
Well, the brother was nice to him. Kinda.
Yeah, he was. I don't know. But either way, he gets outside and he's going through these emotions and he looks up and guess what? Guess who's staring at him?
Oh, jeez.
Bran.
Oh, for crying out loud, Bran.
Seriously, get a hobby. Honestly, stop staring at everyone.
So Bran's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm here waiting for an old friend. It is time to tell John the truth. And Sam's like, no, you do it. You're his brother. He's like, I'm not anymore. Have I mentioned? I'm the three-eyed raven.
I'm in a band now. I don't have time for this.
Now you either go tell him or I'm calling the Citadel and telling them what you did with those Nancy Drew books. He's like, all right. So where else would John be? Is he making out with his hot girlfriend? Is he like out at the diner, you know, like trying to cause some trouble? No, he's in the fucking crypt. Wherever a young man goes for fun.
Yeah, he's just like lingering around. And then all of a sudden he hears like a commotion. And it's Sam. Sam fell over. I don't even know why they included that detail in there.
Poor Sam. So,
he just falls over for no good reason.
Yeah, the show is fattest. So they hug, and John's like, why haven't you said hello to me? Cry face. Are you hiding from me, cry face? Dude, you've been out like with some queen all day flying around with dragons, okay?
Literally. A literal queen. You've been doing that. Why don't you, how about, John, next time you, when you arrive, you should be like, hey, has anyone heard from Samwell Tarly? Has anyone here heard from him? And then someone could be like, oh, yeah, he's in the other room. And that way he could say hi. Instead of just being like, hey.
So, whoa, John, Sam is sitting there crying. You know, tears are streaming down his face. And John's like, oh, what are you doing here? What's going on? How's life? How's tricks? It's like, he is crying, John. Okay. Yeah. How come when you're crying, everybody has to do whatever you want, but when someone else is crying, you don't even notice?
Wait, no, John was very accommodating. He's like, what's wrong? Is it Gilly? Which I thought that was so lovely of John to even remember Gilly's name. You know, it's like, you know, like when you like see someone and they remember like your name and you're like, I can't believe he remembers my name.
I know, John's like always invited back to dinner parties. So they hug and he tells him, he's like, Daenerys executed my father and my brother. They were her prisoners. Didn't she tell you? And John's like,
This is
they
awkward.
They were dicks, right? you remember telling me that story about your dad, right?
He's like, so let me just make sure I have this straight, Sam. For like 7 years when we were on that wall, every single night you would tell me about how terrible your dad is and your dad wanted you to die and you were so pissed. And now you want me to be upset at my girlfriend because the guy who hated you and wanted you to die is dead? I'm just not tracking with this, Sam.
Yeah, and John's like, whatever, I got laid, okay? and John's like, God, we really need to end this war, huh? And Sam's like, would you have killed them? And he said, well, I've executed men when they betrayed me. He's like, but you've spared men too, Jon Black. He's like, yeah, but I wasn't a king. And he's like, you were a king, and you have always been a king. And John's like, okay, just spit it out, Sam, okay?
What are you trying to say? You're just trying to say that, like, I'm your king? Is this, like, some weird fetish thing that you've been holding in? No! It's serious. Your mother was Lyanna Stark, and your father was Rhaegar Targaryen. John's like, I actually don't know who those people are. Can you just give me a little refresher?
Yeah. And of course, John finds a way to cry about it. He's like, my father lied to me! Oh!
Yeah, I was so surprised. Because basically, Sam is like, you've never been a bastard. You are Aegon Targaryen, the true heir to the Iron Throne. And you'd think John's reaction would be like, oh my god, that's crazy. But instead he's like, no. My father was honorable. Are you saying he's the most honorable person I've ever met? Are you saying that he lied to me? It's like, John, that should not be your takeaway right now.
John, here's what your takeaway should be. I'm rich! I'm rich! I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, you should be doing like a dance, like a little Jon Snow dance right now. Just like start it. It'll become a viral sensation. The Jon Snow challenge.
He's like, my father lied to me. And Sam's like, oh, stop your crying, okay? My dad got eaten by a dragon, okay? He got burned alive yeah. next to my brother. Your father, Ned Stark, promised your mother he would always protect you. He would. The North would have murdered you, Jon. You're the king! And Jon's like, oh, shit, but Daenerys is our queen. And he's like, she shouldn't be. He's like, that's treason. He goes, that is the truth.
John has a hard time accepting good news. That's what we've learned.
Yeah, and this is Sam's Real Housewife line. It's not treason if it's the truth.
That is so true.
And
that
he's like, you gave up your crown to save your people. Would she do the same? Short answer, no. Okay, no. She will not.
No. Actually, I think she would. I think she would.
I think they're going to rule together and be a king and queen. No. Blah,
why,
blah.
And why not? And why not? You know?
Because if this were the other way around, she would have burnt the other person at the stake, I think.
Here's what they need to do, though. If they're going to rule together, though, they're going to have to figure out how they're going to both sit on that throne. Or maybe they'll make a duplicate. Or maybe, like, trash that throne or put it in a museum and create a new type of throne for both of them.
Yeah, they probably won't want the throne that's made out of swords from all the fallen. You know, hopefully they'll be nicer than that. Maybe they can make it out of all the bones that the dragons have burned.
Yeah, well, the dragons, that's probably what it'll be. It'll be more like an iron, like, sofa. And it'll be like all the White Walker bones fused together from dragon fire.
Yeah, it'll be like a White Walker sectional.
You can find it like Jennifer's convertibles. We have the Nate Berkus collection at Target.
Yeah, and Sam will have a little moon pod on the side that he could just sit in.
Yeah. Sectional is great because then it can expand, and there can also be a chaise for those really long sessions when you're asking for elephants.
Yeah. So we go to this place. I don't think we've ever seen it, but it's covered in blood and it's abandoned, and the guys, the old crew's walking through, the hot ginger, the hot big tall ginger,
Stormwind or whatever,
and the magical Jesus guy who keeps coming back to life. They're all walking through, and they run into the wall guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, are we alone here? And they're like, girl, wait until you see their artwork in this living room.
They have such a statement piece on this wall.
Ooh, it's a little boy pegged to a wall. Oh, but don't worry. It's not plain like that. It's like arms and legs making a sun thing around it.
Yeah. It actually really is in the spirit of Trading Spaces, where they're like, okay, we're going to take some materials that you would not normally associate with art, in this case, arms and legs and other limbs, and we're just going to create a pattern. And your homework for tonight is that you have to put this up on the wall, and then I'll just see you tomorrow morning, and we'll just load in the furniture.
Yeah, and then the person whose living room it is comes for the reveal, and they're like, seriously, you guys? Did Hildy do this? I told you I didn't want Hildy in my room.
So
that's pretty much the end. They burn the little kid around, or alive. He's not alive. He's dead alive. So they burn him. And he's screaming, and it's like this horrible little boy scream, because it's the little boy who ended up staying home instead of coming back, the one that Sansa was like, eh.
Oh, was that the same little boy?
Yeah, it's the same little lord boy. He was like, I'll be back, Mom, and then he never came back, and so now he's dead.
Oh, I didn't put that together. She was the one who wanted like the horses and the wagons.
You can't get here, Mom, without horses and groceries. She's like, oh, I have to go back to the store. Fine.
Yeah. So then we go back to Winterfell as the episode ends, and there's like more people marching along, and there's like a person in a cape. And I was excited because I was like, oh, finally, it's Brienne of Tarth. I was like, I thought it was gonna be like her big moment. I don't know why I would ever think the show would make her the big moment, the climactic moment of the episode. But like, I think in my heart of hearts, I just wanted that to happen. But instead, the cape comes off. And guess what? It's Jaime. Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer, is here.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. And he gets off his horse and he steps onto the ground. He looks around. And guess what's happening? Bran staring at him.
Bran is like the creepiest guy at the gay club.
He is. He just has like a little table and just like watching people drinking his spritzer.
And Jamie's like, oh, and looks horrified. But, you know, calm down, Jamie.
Yeah, it's a stranger in a strange lot.
It's going to be okay. Don't worry. He hasn't hugged anybody yet. Jamie's like, why is he not hugging me? Bran is emotionally disconnected now, guy.
Yeah. And was this Bran's friend? I guess it was.
What's that?
When Bran said, I'm waiting to meet a friend. I guess
yeah,
it's Jamie.
Yeah, an old friend. It's Jamie, yeah.
Even though they've never met, honestly.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing bonds you like being the victim of being pushed out a window by some dude who got fucking his sister.
You're right. I forgot. They did meet in that terrible way.
Yeah, that's how they know each other. So he's going to be like, thank you. Thank you for leading me to my destiny.
I know. He's going to be so annoying about it. Ugh. So that was the first episode of season 8. I think that's pretty much it. We'll be back next week to tackle the next Game of Thrones episode here on Winter is Crappening. And of course, if you enjoy Bravo TV or just like talking about TV in general, go to check out Watch What Crappens if you aren't already there.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this on the Watch What Crappens feed, go subscribe to the Winter is Crappening feed because we like sweet, sweet ratings.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you so much. We will be back next week. Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
Yes, it's me, Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, and you have stumbled across the Made in Chelsea podcast. Now, I know I'm a pretty charming guy, all right? And people come up to me and go, hey, Jamie, how do you do it? And I tell them, be enthusiastic about meeting people. And most importantly, always be ready to smile. So make sure yours are looking the best with Sensodyne. It's